Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
And welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is March 20th, 2014. The world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Do not be afraid to call more than once, especially if it's an emergency. And if you can't reach me immediately, you have a little more time, go to the website, send me an email with your phone number in it. I'm monitoring my email all day long. Sometimes, because of my phone being turned down, that might even be an easier way to get me to call you back, because I'll notice it there first. But remember, you can always find updates, our email address, updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address. You can find all these things at our blog, which is prophecyhour.com. Now, we do another program called Mission Watch, and on Mission Watch is an hour before this, and on Sunday nights, both these programs are back-to-back. But you can find a way to listen over there and blogs for both of those. Prophecy Hour works like a hub for all our ministries, and especially with the homeless and poor. And also, you folks, if you don't know it, I present the news on Stan Johnson's program a couple of times a week. You can check that out at prophecyclub.com with his radio archives, and listen to me present the news and see if I can baffle Stan with some of the latest news and see what he has to say in Bible prophecy. And no, we don't absolutely agree on everything, so amen. Go over and have a listen. Now, a prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest, and we'll just get on with it. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father Yahweh, I just pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not mine. Father, I don't know how to do radio. I don't think anybody knows how to do anything right on this planet. But Father, I just ask for you to take control, and so that everything comes out tonight, comes out by you and not by me, and not necessarily what our guest wants either, but what you want. So please, Father, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, tonight our guest is Maurice Sklar. He's been called into the ministry of prophetic teaching and a healing ministry. He teaches the Word of God in sincerity and simplicity with profound insight and revelation. People are healed physically and experience miracles in every service. Many are also delivered from emotional bondages as he ministers through the Word of knowledge, prophecy, and other gifts of the Holy Spirit. Maurice ushers in the presence of the Lord as he worships on a violin through special hymn arrangements and contemporary worship songs. He's a modern-day psalmist who praises the Lord with a stringed instrument, and that's Psalm 154. He follows many great composers of the past, such as Bach, Handel, Mozart, that had a sincere desire to glorify God in their music. Maurice performs classical pieces that demonstrate the excellency worthy of our Creator. Yes, he was on with us before tonight, and we have a sample of his music tonight. And so you can find out who he is as he shares a dream vision that, well, to some you could call it horrific, to others, you know, at the end of things is Yeshua. So it could be a blessing too, but we'll talk to, we're going to do this program different. We'll do the dream in the second half, and we're going to find out just who Maurice Sklar is tonight. So welcome, Maurice. Are you there with me?
Yes. Hello. Good evening. Shalom.
Well, you had three blessings there, so that's a good start.
Yeah. I'm very happy to be back with you.
Well, I'm really happy.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, I'm really happy to have you back on. And of course, the dream, Stan talks about you all the time. I do a program with Stan a couple of times a week where we present the news. And when I present a news article to him, he'll pull up maybe a dream vision from different people. And he pulls up some of yours quite often.
Well, Stan is a good friend, and he's very focused on the voice of the prophets in this hour. Absolutely.
Yeah absolutely. I've known Stan since just right after his ministry started. But anyway, tonight's about you. Let's, before we go, and, you know, I'm sure you heard me say, we're going to get into the dream that drew me to get a hold of you tonight. But first, I want the people to know who you are. So how would you answer that question? Who is Maurice? Who is Maurice Sklar?
Well, I'm a Jewish believer in Yeshua, and I'm also a concert violinist, and I come from a musical family. I was born in Louisiana, but I started playing violin when I was 4 years old, and my stepmother played violin in the Atlanta Symphony. At that time, we were not in Louisiana, and I started. They started me on the violin. My father plays a cello and is an attorney, but they were extremely encouraging, let's say. They decided after about 3 weeks that I would be a great concert violinist, and they didn't really ask me about it, but I was, but they were, you know, I was pushed real hard on the violin as a kid, and I really believe that when I made it in classical music and as a soloist, when I was in that world, I would be happy.
Right.
And my parents were not my dad, my stepmom. They weren't religious Jewish at all. They were, you know, I would call my dad a New Age Jew. Really, he's a Unitarian, very secular, humanistic. You know. So I really had no idea of anything about God, except I was always asking questions and what is, you know, and God was presented to me like ice cream. You know, you like vanilla, someone else likes chocolate. You know, whatever you like, whatever makes you happy, you know, and this kind of thing. And so, but I went to a music camp when I was 13 years old, up in Upper State, New York, and I met a counselor there. And while I was, he had come out of the Jesus movement, you know, and he had bumper stickers all over his car and also all over his cello. He was a counselor in the dormitory where I was, and he said, "You got to read this book, you know, The Four Spiritual Laws. It changed my life, and Jesus. And I thought he was very strange, but he was so nice, and I felt this blanket of peace when I was with him. I didn't know what it was, but I wanted it. Well, he got kicked out of the camp shortly after because they didn't like that up there. And I had a supernatural experience right around my 13th birthday.
Well, let me break in here a second. Before we get into that supernatural experience, I want the people to hear the first one. I want to play this song of yours that you sent me, or I got from your wife, I think it was. And this song is from Fiddler on the Roof. Now, you know what? Fiddler on the Roof is one of my most favorite shows. I love that guy and the way he has a conversation with Yahweh all the way through it. You know, he's just it's a great show. And that really relates how my faith is, in a sense, because that's how I talk to God all the time. But let's play this first song. It's called Sunrise, Sunset. Let's play this now. wonderful. Who's that on your piano?
That's Mark Gasparo. He works a lot here out here in California, in Hollywood, and he's done a lot. He did the Shalom Jerusalem. He played piano on that and wrote that project for Paul Wilbur and I. And he's done a lot of wonderful work in the Pixar movies and a lot of the movies with Michael Giacchino. And he's a strong believer.
Wow. Amen. Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, does that matter? Do you feel that when you play your music and you play along with somebody as an accompaniment, doesn't it really matter if there's somebody else in the spirit? You know what I'm saying? Because your music is so spiritual.
Well, I think so. I've pioneered the violin with soundtrack, as a psalmist, you know, into the church.
Right.
But I've also played live at times, a different performance, but I like to have someone who is a believer with me if I'm doing something, you know. It's a lot easier. And yes, I believe, you know, I had come to the Lord through that, in that summer, you know, through that tract, but I had a real tough time. I went to Juilliard when I was 15, and I was studying, but I made it, and I wasn't happy, you know, I guess, basically my early 20s, and I had this terrible breakdown, but I really surrendered to the Lord through that, and he healed me, and then he called me. I was teaching at Oral Roberts University in 1991, and the Lord called me, and he said, son, I had an experience where a cloud filled my car. You know, it was like I was up in an airplane. It was a glory cloud. And
really?
He said, son, you can, entertain people for one night with music. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you will go and minister and perform for me, I will do more than just entertain people for one night. I will change lives forever. Which do you want? And I was just, was crying, you know, and weeping. And I said, God, whatever you want, I want to do everything for you.
Yeah.
And then he said, are you willing to play what the world calls foolish and simple? Because I do my greatest works in the earth through what the world calls foolish and simple. And I didn't know what he meant. Maybe I should have negotiated like Tevye, you know, a little bit more. But he wanted me to play songs and hymns and Jewish music, Christian music. And then this CD, which is really going also into the secular realm of inspirational popular songs, called Serenade, we just did. And it's just been quite an adventure. But the Lord has visited me many times supernaturally, and he's given me a message to prepare the bride for the overcoming church for the return of the Lord. And, you know, when a Jewish boy stands up and says, Jesus is coming soon, get ready, you know, God had to do a lot of miracles for a lot of generations so that could happen. And I believe it's, you know, it's definitely, we're very close to his,
amen,
his appearing.
Well, we're going to come back in the second half and do that. I'm going to try and squeeze the second song in, and we'll come in, back in. So if we could play Over the Rainbow now, that would be really
sure,
great.
Sure.
We'll go to break.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Maybe the producer wasn't ready for that. He'll be curious. Oh, I'm waiting on the producer. I don't think he heard me. There we go.
away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
Order Doc Mike's book, How to Practice Medicine Without a License. Be your own doctor for only $14.95, plus $2 postage and handling. Call Doc Mike direct at 708-488-8887 or go to wakeupwell.org. That's wakeupwell.org to order Doc Mike's book, How to Practice Medicine Without a License. Be your own doctor for only $14.95 plus $2 postage and handling. Or call 708-488-8887. That's 708-488-8887. Order now.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors, the mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our homeless and for our work with the homeless and poor at our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. And I'm not going to get into some big long commercial tonight, but let me remind you that real shortly, we need to get the women's shelter open, because on March 31st, the emergency shelter in Wichita will shut down, and that will put about 15 to 18 women out on the street. And we need to have ours open. The Father knows how much money that we need to get it open and how much we need to restock the mission church. So I just want you to pray about it. You ask the Father what kind of donation that you should make, and the donation, if you give a donation in that manner and the Father tells you to give it and you pray it in, then that's the donation that you're going to get blessed for, because that's what we want. You want you to receive a blessing, and so that's the way you get it. Anyway, so you can find out all the information about contact and everything at prophecyhour.com, or call me at 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682, or get it at prophecyhour.com. You donate by mailing a check or money order, or donate online. And we do really need your help, but I'll leave that between you and the Father, because I'm really excited about tonight's guest. I'm having a lot of fun with it. His name is Maurice Sklar. He's a Jewish believer in Yeshua, and he's a modern-day psalmist. He's a violinist. And so, Maurice, are you still there with me, brother?
I'm still here.
Well, I'm glad. I kind of bailed out on you. I didn't come back and say anything. We just went right to break after that wonderful song. How can they get your music?
Well, this CD, Serenade, has a lot of wonderful popular songs, like, you know, those two you heard, and The Prayer, and Claire de Lune, and just a lot of lovely melodies, Danny Boy. And it's, if you just go to mauricesklar.com, it's M-A-U-R-I-C-E and S-K-L-A-R.com, and then you just click on the e-store, and there's lots of different CDs there, and some are, you know, some are Christian, some are Jewish, worship, soaking, all kinds of different music that's really atmosphere changing, and that and with the anointing on it to really break you through, and especially in the tough times, you know, music can do that, you know.
Well, amen. Music can take us places that we need to be when we're in the worst of things, you know, and you know, music has always been used to mood set, but this kind of music that you're doing is just, you know, it's wonderful, it's relaxing, and it's, you know, you can feel it's spiritual. And let alone Over the Rainbow, I like that song. You know, what can I say, Over the Rainbow, Wizard of Oz, come on. I had that when I was a child,
it's really a song about heaven, a song about hope. You know, if the bluebirds can fly that high, you know, why can't I? There must be a place somewhere, you know, and it's heaven. And we, as God's people, we're living in a very dark times, a midnight hour, you know, but we need to remember that we're not going to go down with the ship, if you will. God has a place prepared for us. And so for me, it's a song of hope and inspiration, and it's just a lovely, you know, just anything that's not polluted nowadays with music is nice. But God can anoint some of these songs. They're very precious, you know.
Yeah. Amen. And there is a lot of noise, and I'll call it for what it is. There's a lot, we have a couple of generations of some people, young people, that the music is just, to me, noise pollution, and it takes them to places they shouldn't go. Anybody
well, it's actually evil. It's actually evil. You know, music can be just secular and not, you know, but there's a lot of the music since those late 60s, particularly, that just is, it's
evil
from hell, and it will pollute you and seduce, and it's bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
You need to fill your life with music that will, you know, hopefully from heaven, you know.
Yeah, amen.
So, well, y'all go get it.
Yeah, amen. I'm really enjoying the program with you tonight. So I got to ask,
I
know in the first half you told us how the Father called you and everything, but, you know, when did you start getting the dreams? And then we'll go into this one, the tribulation.
Well, I first had the Lord visited me in a supernatural way. Like I said, I was in a revival meeting, and actually in those days I was very much faith charismatic, and this was a very positive type of meeting, and was in Dallas, just the good stuff and all that. And my mind was so far away from, any of this. But the Lord visited me, and I was in a little Days Inn there, and he showed me all about the end times and judgment and Babylon, America, and all this, the internet. That was in May of 1985. And then from then on, I would periodically get these visions or dreams or sometimes prophecies. In 1989, the Lord actually physically came. I mean, I saw him like I would see any man or woman. They came to my apartment, and I just had been married. I was in a real time of intercession, and he visited me and just showed me. It was like in a time capsule, the end times and what he was getting ready to do. And he said, I've called you to prepare my bride for my return and my appearing. Now, I'm a pre-tribulation person, but I'm not so worried about the particulars of that as much as Yeshua said we must be ready. And we're in this interim time, the midnight hour, according to Matthew 25. And the Lord showed me that I would have a part in preparing. And he said the music would open doors and open hearts, but it's the message that I give you that will actually bring the transformation, bring change, and the words I give you. And he also said that my music would adorn the bride with jewels and, you know, the clothing, the spiritual clothing. And I mean, of course, I'm not the only one. I know that.
Right.
But my part. But the message would also bring a refining fire and would prepare God's people and also warn the world to flee from the wrath to come.
Amen. Well, this, as far as the rapture goes, I'm not real judgmental over it. I know one thing, that to believe in pre-trib rapture, you have to believe the same way if you believe in post-trib rapture, because in both cases, in order to be saved, you need to have a personal relationship with Yeshua. And, the preparation is the same. Tribulation dream. Some would call this scary. I know the blessing's always at the end of it because the finale is over and Yeshua is back, but this is pretty horrific. Can you go into this dream?
This was, and it's amazing because of all the, now on the website, MauriceSquire.com, I have a teaching, so it's just teachings, but it's a lot of the different prophetic words and visitations I've been given, and the most amazing thing about them is it's really the same message, and it's completely nothing seems to contradict. I mean, it's the same type of unfolding of events, but different perspectives, you know. But this one, this happened. I mean, I very rarely had a dream. We were talking. Stan interviewed me just a few days ago, and I don't really get dreams, but this time I got a dream. And he says, well, old men dream dreams. I said, you must be getting old. I said, oh, dear, I'm only 50,
Stan. Yeah.
You're getting old, too.
Thanks, Stan. All getting. He mentioned that today. He didn't mention that, what you said, but yeah, I told him, I said, I was having you on tonight, and he said, well, I've already taped him twice this week, and so, we have a kind of a joking rivalry between us, who can get the guest on first when it's something breaking, But,
he's got a good nose for this, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I send him guests, too, also, in fact, so it goes both ways. I've been doing radio since about 2000. He's been doing it 20 years, so he's got me beat that way. But, you pointed out that internet dream. Folks, I'd encourage you to go to the archives today and listen to the news program Stan and I did today, because he brought the internet dream up. And if you haven't read your internet dream, heard about this internet dream. You really need to. But
I was thinking that maybe I should read it, and we could talk just a little
about
it.
Okay, go ahead and read the tribulation dream.
Yeah, because I couldn't really tell you it in the same way, in detail. And so the best way is just to read it for you.
Okay.
So, tribulation dream. The angel of the Lord over the Statue of Liberty. This week I had a dream. It was a terribly frightening dream. In it, I saw a huge angel standing suspended in the air over New York Harbor. It looked so large that it covered the night sky. His body was clad in golden armor as if he was going to war. His face and entire being were so bright that I could not gaze up at him for long. White beams of light seemed to radiate outward from him in all directions. He was standing over the Statue of Liberty. It was night, but I could hardly see the lights around him coming from New York City as he blazed so brightly with divine light. He reached for his belt that was covered with a red sash around his midsection and drew out his sword. It was so massive. It blazed with light and fire all around it. It looked at least 100 feet long. I have never felt such fear when I saw an angel before. I just knew this mighty warring spirit had authority from the very throne of God. He had a grim expression as he held this mighty sword over his head with both hands. I could see that he was poised to hit the Statue of Liberty and cleave it in two. I trembled and tried to hide, but the angel was looking directly at me, it seemed, and I knew there was nowhere to go, that he would not see me. Then he spoke. His voice was like thunder and echoed throughout the whole harbor. He said, "How long will you refuse to humble yourself, O America? You have been weighed in the balances of God and found wanting. Your beginning was great and noble, but your end shall be disgrace and destruction. Thus saith the Lord of heaven's armies, the Lord of hosts, time is running out. The bowls of my wrath are full of my fury and judgment. They shall be poured out upon you. You shall drink them down to the dregs, every drop. I have come to you day and night, pleading with you to return to me for over 100 years. I am merciful and long-suffering. It brings me no joy to judge you, but you have hardened your hearts, scoffed at my warnings through my prophets and my holy servants. I brought you from nothing and exalted you, O America, higher than any other nation. But now you have fallen lower than Sodom. You have sinned greater than Egypt. You have become prouder than Babylon and Persia. You have become more selfish than Rome. You have exalted yourself in your own wisdom higher than Greece. You have more idols and high places of idolatry and luxury than any Gentile kingdom in history. Your beginning was pure and great, but now the stench of your sin fills and filth fills my nostrils. I shall cut you in pieces, and you shall reap the harvests of wrath from what you have sown. You shall no longer be the queen of nations. Now you shall bear your shame and become the lowest of the heathen nations. Now as Agag you shall be hacked in pieces. O earth, 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 hear ye the word of the Lord. Then to my horror, that massive sword came smashing down on Lady Liberty. When it hit the top of her head, there was a blinding flash of light, and that sword split her in two right down the middle. Then the sword came again and again against her. It divided her in pieces. As the sword would finish each strike, fires would burst forth. I heard terrible explosions. The vision of the statue ended with an earthquake as it was hacked into pieces and sunk into the harbor. Excuse me. I was weeping and crying out to God for mercy. Never had I seen this side of God before. I had only really known the love and goodness of Him. Never had I seen the wrath of the Almighty. Then, as if I was watching from a zoomed-in close-up, the dream shifted. and I started to zoom outward from New York Harbor and started traveling in the air over America. What I saw was horror beyond anything I have ever seen. I saw the United States seem to crack in two with a giant earthquake right down the middle. I saw the southeastern United States covered with a giant wave of water from the ocean. I saw a massive earthquake that just seemed to crack off the coast of California. It reminded me of a saltine cracker that just cracked in two. The great cities along the west coast just fell into the ocean, all the way from Mexico up to Alaska. And giant waves flooded inland until much of the west coast just wasn't there. It had disappeared into the Pacific Ocean. I saw three giant rocket missiles that took off into the air. Two came from out of the ocean waters, and one came from land and traveled a great distance. All of them blew up in the air, one, two, and three, in the upper atmosphere within 5 minutes of each other. It was out near space. There were terrible nuclear bombs, but the last one was the biggest, and it created a huge mushroom cloud over the Midwest part of America. Then the ground shook, and everything just went black. There wasn't any electric light coming out of any homes. Candles began to be lit, and fires and a little light was seen. There were other nuclear explosions, and many people perished throughout the nation. There was just twisted metal and charred debris in cities that once were tall and majestic. Then there was widespread looting and gangs roaming about everywhere with guns, stealing whatever food and supplies they could find. Then I saw what looked like elite riot police by the thousands go into communities and even cities that remained, forced the people out of their homes and brought into what looked like concentration camps. Some, but not all of these, quote, police armies had light blue helmets on. Hundreds of thousands of people were arrested in this way. Many would not, quote, cooperate and were just shot and left dead in their homes. But there were millions of hidden groups that escaped this first wave of these terrible disasters. Revival broke out, and great evangelists and prophets and apostles rose up and began to preach to thousands outdoors. And many were saved and were born again. Miracles of provision, multiplication of food and water, and astonishing healings occurred. Millions of people cried out to God, and he heard and answered. I knew that this was not just happening in America, but the great tribulation was upon them, and all over the world these calamities were also taking place. I saw multitudes of tribulation saints refusing to renounce Jesus as Lord. They were starving, many of them, but still refused to take the stamp on their bodies so that they could eat and live. There was what looked like kiosks that were in every little town. They advertised food and water only if you went inside them and took the electronic mark. Some went in, bowed down to a holographic movie image and images of the Antichrist, and were branded in their hands and foreheads with an electronic tattoo-like stamp. When they came out, if they came out, they had a zombie-like look. Their minds and souls were gone. It looked like they had a spiritual lobotomy. Then these immediately joined the armies of those police units and were given weapons after they were fed and drank and rested in the kiosk. They were like robots doing the Antichrist's bidding. I knew that they were lost forever, but quite a few did not make it out. They were tortured mentally and physically inside the kiosk thing, but if they still refused the mark of the beast, there was a laser that shot through their brain and heart and sliced their heads off. Then they were immediately incinerated. Nothing but ashes remained. This was the most horrifying of all. It made the Nazi death camps look like a picnic, if that is possible. Millions of people were executed in this way via computer systems, automatically, with such precision and efficiency that I marveled that something like this was even possible and could take place on such a large scale. I knew it was going on throughout the earth. the technology was more advanced than I had ever seen. Excuse me. Then I was back looking at the terrible angel of the Lord, and he said, "Warn everyone, flee from the wrath to come. Repent and turn to Jesus while you still can. Pray that you may escape these things that are shortly to happen and to stand in the presence of the Lord. These things are about to take place. Turn to God and cry out for mercy. Come into the ark of salvation before the doors of grace close and it's too late." So then I woke up after that. I was very troubled for several days. Are you there? Hello? 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 Oh, you're there. Okay. Sure. Did it cut off during the while I was reading or at the end or? Oh, I'm still on. I'm on the hello, everybody on the air. Well, it was the terrible. It was a terrible dream, and like I said, it took me a couple of days to recover. I really believe that this is after the Lord comes for the bride. But you have to remember, whatever time that is, that Yeshua warned us to be ready. Jesus said, be ready because, you know, keep your lamps burning. And if he warned us that there was a possibility that we couldn't be ready, then that tells me there must be, and there was a separation between the wise and the foolish virgins. There was repeated warnings by all the New Testament writers to not neglect your salvation, to not fall back. Be ready, especially in these last days when the deception would be so great. Even the elect could be deceived, you see. So it's very important that we heed the warnings and the judgments of God. For God is as perfect in his love and mercy and grace as he is in his wrath. Behold the goodness and the severity of God. So this God is holy, and he must judge the wicked of the earth and the sin, the bowls of wrath. I saw these bowls of wrath, giant bowls that were they were so full they were splashing out, and it's just the accumulated sin of man that God must pour out and judge. And we are now in the fullness of these times. So, what happened to Pastor Dan? Is he here?
Dan has dropped off, and I've tried to get in contact with him. They may have lost power or something on their end, and he's not there right now. You've got about
Would you like me to continue?
Yeah, you've got about three more minutes.
God bless the listeners. I mean, you know, I'll continue to minister then, and I'll just speak. You know, this is one more thing I would say is, this is not to put fear in God's people, but it is to warn the wicked of the earth as well, as those that refuse to. There are a lot of Christians, so-called, but really, they're not. They've never really surrendered. They've never forsaken all and made Jesus Lord. The most important thing for you to do is to cry out to God and ask him to forgive you. You must be born again. You must receive forgiveness of your sins. You have to understand the reason why we're not appointed to wrath as believers is because Jesus came and took our wrath on himself, but the sin must be judged, and you have sinned, and I have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So please, those of you that you, if you're not sure that you're going to heaven, you're not sure that you're right with God, let's just pray right now. Let's make things right, for you must be ready. For soon, like the angel said to me, that for soon it'll be too late. The doors of grace will close. But now is the day of salvation. Call upon him now while he may be found. So just pray with me out loud. If you can, get on your knees. Let's repent and cry out to God. Just say these words after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Messiah. I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for coming to this earth and paying the penalty of my sins. For you bore the wrath of God. You tasted death for me. I have sinned against you. I deserve to go to hell. I richly deserve it. But Lord, you loved me. You came and you rescued me. You died in my place. You shed your blood for me. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I surrender to you now. Forgive me. I repent of my sins. I turn to you now. Save my soul. Rescue me from this terrible, terrible wrath, not only coming upon the earth, but forever in hell. Rescue and redeem my soul. Wash Amen. Me clean. Wash me clean in your precious blood.
Amen.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
Maurice,
thank
that
you,
was
Lord.
A wonderful prayer, and thanks for staying on. My signal dropped, but everybody, folks, go to mauriceclar.com, or you can, wherever you hear this program at, there will be a link to Maurice's site. Thanks for being on with me, Maurice, and I don't know what happened in my communication, but we got to get out of here. We're over time. Be blessed, Father. Lord our
okay.
God, Father, King Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you and gives you peace. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w.thepowerherbs.com.